This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Over the years of his ministry, Paul never forgot the lesson he learned from Barnabas. It was a hard-earned lesson, and he had to humbly acknowledge the wisdom of Barnabas to give Mark another chance to prove himself. At the end of his life, Paul wrote Timothy to bring Mark to him because he now recognized him as being profitable. In that same letter, Paul declared the principle he learned from Barnabas. The things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable men who will also be qualified to teach others. 2 Timothy 2:2. Paul became so convinced of this principle of reproduction, he recruited many other men to join his team and mentored them as he had Timothy for ministry. In fact, there were times it seems as though he had a training school traveling with him. Acts 20:3-4 describes this. He was accompanied by Sopater from Berea, Aristarchus and Secundus from Thessalonica, Gaius from Derbe, Timothy also, Tychicus and Trophimus from the province of Asia. If it's wise for you to reproduce yourself as Barnabas did, one at a time, why not do it with five or more at a time? Jesus did when he recruited 12 apostles during his earthly ministry. It's also wise to remember, however, one of the 12 betrayed Jesus and then committed suicide. Paul had a teammate, Demas, who deserted him. You probably will not succeed with all of your disciples, but the principle of reproducing yourself is not only valid, it is critical to fulfilling the Great Commission. Learn this lesson well.